With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever wondered why the news plays the same five stories again and again? Let me give you a little hint. Brainwashing and repetition is the most basic form of brainwashing. Join me as we look at the news cycle and talk about why the mainstream media is so gutless and afraid to report the truth.
Welcome to Troubled Minds News. I'm your host, Michael Strange. This is the show where the conspiracy is the news. You know what that means. Misinformation, disinformation, propaganda, everything in between. Because, of course, news cycles are the way they are. 24 hours of horse shit, and we're supposed to believe that this is our actual reality. Well, the reality of the truth, the actual truth in this instance is, I don't like to be the truth guy because the truth guy is the truth guy is typically a pompous asshole, and I don't like to be a pompous asshole. But in this particular case, the truth of the matter is that the news cycle is a bunch of garbage. But that's what we do. We look at the news cycle on this show and talk about all the stuff and all the things and do it to include you. So that's what we're doing today. If you're new to this, what we're going to do is typically we do aliens, conspiracy, the paranormal in the nighttime show. That's Troubled Minds Radio. In this particular show, we just do the news. Quick hits. It's an hour and we talk about all the things in the news cycle. And of course, in particular terms, because like I said, this is Troubled Minds News after all, but in particular terms, I think it was George Orwell that said that journalism is writing something that somebody else does not want to be published. Okay. However, everything else is PR, which is public relations. Well, let's go straight to public relations. What's up, guys? I hope everybody's doing well. Right here, we don't have to do anything other than just kill me out of the thing. There we go. Nice. Zuckerberg says, this is from finance.yahoo. Yeah, Yahoo. Zuckerberg says he was more thoughtful about Meta layoffs than Musk's job cuts at Twitter. Ah. Last week, Meta platform CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced 11,000 job cuts, 13% of its total workforce. Holy crap, that's a big percent, right? Following the revelation, Zuckerberg said he was accountable for missteps at the social media giant as the company announced the mass firing. Meta's layoff came just days after Twitter CEO Elon Musk announced thousands of job cuts just a week after his takeover. According to a recent insider report, Zuckerberg said he handled the layoff situation at his organization better than Musk. At a company town hall meeting on Friday, he said Musk needed more time to plan the layoffs as thoughtfully as Meta and other companies did. All right, you see the spin? You see the spin. Look, hey, that dick with all the money laid off a bunch of people. But when I laid off a bunch of people, I did it more thoughtfully. You see what's going on here? This is garbage. Shut up, Mark. Nobody likes Mark Zuckerberg to begin with. That's number one. Number two, we have this situation where we're like, oh, you know, we're supposed to believe that whatever. You see what I mean? This is public relations. And this is, again, from Business Insider, I believe, via Yahoo Finance. And that's the problem, isn't it? That's the biggest problem with this is it's garbage. Here you go. Earlier in an official statement, Zuckerberg described the layoffs as, quote, the most difficult changes we've ever made in Meta's history. Well, Meta's brand new, you dick. You just changed the name of the company last year, changed the entire scope of what you were doing. You broke the advertising machine that was Facebook. And by the way, for those of you that don't know, I'm intimately familiar with Facebook and its ad platform. And the reason why they're dipping here is because Apple cut them off from iPhone, I think it's 13 and a half. Once Apple rolled out their new iPhone, what they did is they basically locked off Facebook spyware from the Apple platform. So if this continued to happen and spiraled out of control with everybody kind of jumping on board and locking out Facebook's, you know, tentacled spyware situation, what would happen is they would have no company left. And this dude knew it. So what he's doing is he's all in on the metaverse, right? So again, as always, these big, you know, we've got this guy firing on Musk and saying, oh, you know, we did it more thoughtfully. We laid off people more thoughtfully than Elon did. Who cares, man? You're a giant douche and nobody likes you. And that's that, right? That's that. It's not about who likes who, but nobody likes you, right? See, I'm a poet and I don't know it. But that's the thing. In this case, I don't know. Oh, by the way, we're doing this to include you. If you want to help test the phone lines, I would appreciate it. 702-957-1037. Click the Discord link at troubledminds.org. That's the official website. We always do these shows live. I do have the phone lines up. I do have the Discord up. So with the new streamlined skeleton crew situation, I've got all the screens and I can see all the things and I don't have too much. Anyway. All right. So that's what's up. There we go. So, yeah. Good job, Mark Zuckerberg, laying off 13% of your staff because you suck. There you go. Hey. There you go. Yeah, that's too bad. A Meta fail. Yeah, what's up, Johnny? I see you guys in the chat. Hope everybody's well. Let's keep on trucking. These links, if you want to follow up on me, they're in the description below. Always give my links sources. Even if it's propaganda sources, I want you to see where this stuff came from. All right. So here you go. Now this is the best part, right? Now this is, so this right here is PR. Right. Zuckerberg. Oh, Zuckerberg, you know, he's the lefty guy. He's the guy that we're supposed to be like, yeah, we love this guy. He's the more palatable of the billionaires. No, he's a liar. Here we go. Now that was PR. This is journalism. This is from Business Insider. A software engineer from India says he was fired by Meta 2 days after he moved to Canada for his job. All right. Journalism, publishing things people don't want published. All right. And that's why we do this show the way we do it, to kind of just talk about these news stories, look at the headlines, look at the garbage they're trying to feed us. Right. So again, right. If you're cruising just the headlines, you may see this, you know, the Zuckerberg good, Elon bad. Right. But then if you dig a little bit deeper, we get this. Yes, indeed. A Meta employee says he was laid off from the company 2 days after relocating from India to Canada for work. Himanshu V, a software engineer from India. Why don't we have his full name? That's weird. Maybe propaganda. Wrote in a LinkedIn post on November 10th that he was one of the thousands of employees affected by Meta's mass layoffs. Quote, I relocated to Canada to join Meta, and 2 days after joining, my journey came to an end as I am impacted by the massive layoff. Himanshu, a software engineer, wrote in the post, my heart goes out to everyone facing a difficult situation right now. Hey, what do you know? In 4 days, Himanshu's post has garnered over 22,000 reactions and 1,000 comments on LinkedIn. Insider was not able to independently verify Himanshu's account. An unverified account. Okay. Maybe it's not journalism after all, right? It's good enough to just find some post on LinkedIn and run with it. You see what I'm saying? We can't trust a damn thing anymore. And I encourage you to not trust a damn thing in any of the media news cycles, period. Period. I don't care what the source is. Look, including myself, I'm not a journalist. I'm just an a-hole on the internet with a microphone. Okay, that's it. So don't come to me for answers. But look, right? Make sure you triple check anything you hear anybody say on the interwebs. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to the New York Times, one of my favorites, the most trusted sources in news. Farmland values hit record highs, pricing out farmers. Wouldn't you know? Small farmers are now going up against deep-pocketed investors, including private equity firms and real estate developers. In South Dakota, farmland values surged by 18.7% from 2021 to 2022, one of the largest increases in the country, according to the Agricultural Department. Joel Gindo thought he could finally own and operate the farm of his dreams when a neighbor put up 160 acres of cropland for sale in Brookings County, South Dakota. Whoa, West Coast guy, that's what you get. $5,000 or $6,000 an acre should do the trick, Mr. Gindo estimated. But at auction, Mr. Gindo watched helplessly as the price continued to climb until it hit $11,000 an acre. Yep. Quote, I just couldn't compete with how much people were paying, with people paying 10 grand, he said. And for someone like me who doesn't have an inheritance somewhere sitting around, a lump sum of money sitting around, everything has to be financed. And as you all well know, if you finance anything in this day and age, especially right now, the interest rates are through the damn roof. It's not the best time to be financing things. And I'm not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. Gotcha. Anyway, a series of economic forces, high prices for commodity crops like corn, soybeans, and wheat, a robust housing market, low interest rates until recently, and an abundance of government subsidies have converged to create a perfect storm for farmland values. Oh, indeed. Is that what's happening here? Okay. All right. Said Jason Henderson, a dean at the College of Agriculture at Purdue University and former official at the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. Oh, this guy worked for the Federal Reserve. That's interesting. I wonder if it has anything to do with inflationary printing money. Weird, right? The world is a weird place. I don't know. What's up, guys? I hope you're doing well. I see you guys in the chat just hanging out. Like I said, apologize for the less than professional layout, but we're going to roll like this week because computer problems. And I don't want to have to re-explain 10 different times, but just know I'm doing my best. And I ran out of time this weekend to properly set everything up the way it should be. But anyway, what do you think? 702-957-1037. Click the Discord link at troubleminds.org. We'll put you on the show. It's as easy as that. And I think we're good time-wise. I don't know. How much time did we waste in the beginning? 5 minutes. What's up? I see you guys in the chat. What's up? Misinformation is my what? Oh, I see in the chat. What's up, guys? I see. I hope everybody's doing well, and we're just hanging out doing the news. And yeah, wouldn't you know it, farmland values at the record high, blah 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 blah. Okay, what else do we got here? Anything anybody know anybody who's got a farm or is trying to get into farming or selling their farms? Or and this is on the heels of also Bill Gates buying up a bunch of the farmland, right? He called it diversifying his portfolio, right? It sounds like a little worse than that, right? It sounds like the coming apocalypse and wanting to control the food supply, right? I mean, if you ask me, I don't know. I don't know anything about anything, but, right? It's like, that's weird. You know, you'd figure in the world of the tech sector and you know, all the booming in the, you know, supposed metaverse is supposed to change the way we live and all the rest of this, you'd expect it maybe you diversify into that, except they're failing too. So I don't know. Like always, I don't have the answers. I'm just a knucklehead. Let's continue, shall we? Speaking of not having the answers, let's go here because why not? This is SciTech Daily. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. Stop eating the hot dogs, guys. Eating ultra-processed, ready-to-eat or heat foods linked to premature death. Ah, yes, indeed. A new study found that increased consumption of ultra-processed foods was associated with more than 10% of all-cause premature preventable deaths in Brazil in 2019. Hey, Brazil. This is especially alarming because Brazilians consume far less of these products than countries with high incomes. And that is true. A lot more fresh food down in Brazil. When they do their, they got fresh butchers down there, all the rest of this stuff. Yeah, I mean, they like go in, they pick the goat. I want that one, right? And then they take that back and do the thing. And right. Anyway, it's horrific and all that, but I'm just saying, right. That's not a hot dog. That's my point. Anyway, ultra processed foods have gradually been replacing traditional foods and meals made from fresh and minimally processed ingredients in many countries. These ready to eat or heat industrial formulations made with ingredients extracted from foods, you like that? or synthesized in laboratories, even better, are known to be unhealthy. A new research study in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, published by Elsevier, was found that increased consumption of these foods was associated with more than 10% of all-cause premature preventable deaths in Brazil in 2019. There you go. Anyway, stop eating the hot dogs. There you go. Robert says, if you want to extend your debt slavedom, just finance anything these days. Yeah, I'm gonna with the price of groceries pretty soon, we're going to be financing our hot dogs, aren't we? All right. Anyway, this one goes out to James, my good buddy out there. And then we'll take a quick break and get a word from our sponsor, which, of course, is you. This is from space.com. Yeah. Beetlejuice, the star, not the movie. Beetlejuice's mysterious great dimming may have been triggered by a wandering black hole. What? How sweet is this? In late 2019, star Beetlejuice dimmed by about 60%. While it's impossible to say with certainty what caused it, new research suggests that a wandering companion may have played a role. By swinging close to the giant star, the interloper may have raised a tidal bulge, causing the surface of Beetlejuice to dim. While this scenario can't explain the full amount of dimming observed, it may have triggered other effects on the star that made the problem worse, researchers propose in a new paper. There you go. Hey, what's up? Beetlejuice. Don't say it three times or bad things happen. Beetlejuice is one of the most easily recognizable stars in the sky. You can see it as the bright red shoulder of Orion and is usually the 10th brightest star in the sky. If you were to place the red supergiant in the solar system, it would engulf all of the inner rocky planets and stretch from the sun to the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. And that is a big ass star. Beetlejuice is almost ready to die. It's immense because it stopped fusing hydrogen in its core long ago and switched to fusing helium. Surrounding that core is a shell of burning hydrogen with the intensity of fusion reactions, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I thought it was pretty cool. We're talking about we talked about this in the past, right? They say that Planet X is possibly a primordial black hole, which is like a bowling ball sized black hole that has a gigantic mass signature that you would miss. You would because it's literally invisible, can't see it, but you would still be able to detect its gravitational pull on all the rest of the things as it floats around out there. So if that's the case, maybe there is no Planet X and it's actually just a thing. Who knows? Anyway, 702-957-1037. Click the Discord link at troubleminds.org. This is Trouble Minds News. I'm Michael Strange. Word from our sponsor. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you digging the show? If so, you can support us quite easily and at no additional cost to you if you already have an Amazon Prime account. Since we stream on Twitch every day, all you have to do is link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account, and they give you free games on a monthly basis for your personal use, and also a bonus $5 a month to send to your favorite streamer as a way to bring more people to Twitch. And all you have to do is sync up the two accounts and click subscribe. Thanks for considering us.
Welcome back to Troubled Minds News. I'm Michael Strange. All my buttons are in all the wrong places, so you'll have to forgive me while I'm a little slow on the punch. There we go. All right, let's keep on rolling. We're doing the news. Let's go to newscientist.com. All the links are in the description down below. Roger Penrose. Yes. Early in his career, the University of Oxford mathematician, this is about consciousness, by the way, inspired the artist M.C. Escher to create Ascending and Descending, the visual illusion of a loop of staircase that seems to be eternally rising. It remains a fitting metaphor for Penrose's ever-inquiring mind. During his long career, he has collaborated with Stephen Hawking to uncover the secrets of the Big Bang, developed a quantum theory of consciousness with anesthesiologist Stuart Hameroff, and won the Nobel Prize in Physics for his prediction of regions where the gravitational field would be so intense that space-time itself would break down, the so-called singularity at the heart of the black hole. Undeterred by the march of time, Penrose turned 91 this year, God bless him. He is continuing to innovate and even planning communications with future universes. Yes, now we're talking. Hey, if we're going to plan with future universes, I'm in. Here you go. So in 1965, this is an interview with him, but they're talking about quantum consciousness. They're talking about all the rest of this stuff and what's next for this guy. 91 years old, quantum consciousness is one of those things that I love to talk about because micro, macro, all the rest of this stuff and how it fits, but I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh. Yes, we can hear the thing. Okay, all right, let's see. Is this all working? Let's see. It looks like something's not working. Okay, it's fine. All right. Okay. All right. Anyway. All right. Now I see it's all synced up now. Okay. Anyway, there you go. Let's keep rolling. This was a lot more interesting with the actual headline. It's consciousness must be beyond computable physics is what he suggests. And again, from New Scientist. And one of these days I will sub up to New Scientist because everything's paywalled, but this is they do fantastic stuff, like I said, and let's keep on trucking. Let's go to Popular Mechanics. Oh, yeah. Sometimes, yeah, looks like it's not working there. I don't know. Anyway, what's up, guys? Popular Mechanics. Sometimes evolution gets it right the first time. Yeah, almost 99% of species who ever lived have become extinct. Of the 7.7 million species of animals that exist today, most are still around because they've adapted to a changing planet. Yet, there are a few who have stuck around for tens of millions of years with no apparent need to alter their form. You may know of the platypus, right? The oddball creature seems unable to make up its mind about whether it's a mammal or a waterfowl. Appearing part duck, part furry otter, and part beaver, the water-loving Australian platypus is more like a chimera. Ah, we talked about chimeras, a mythological merging of three animals in one form. With its bill, webbed feet, and beaver-like tail, this egg-laying venomous mammal is truly weird. But perhaps one of the strangest things about the platypus is that its body has barely changed over the past 150 million years. Million with an M. When its line diverged from all other mammals. It seems that evolution blessed it enough in its early form that there was little need to change. That animal isn't the only one that's hung onto its physiology for an epic amount of time. Goblin sharks, for instance, are considered living fossils because their fossil ancestors show they've remained the same for the past 118 million years. Sponges and jellyfishes are even more primitive, 660 million, jellyfish 500 million. This is wild, right? Hey, sometimes you do get it right the first time. I don't know. Looks good. Works fine on this end. Sorry about that. had a door open and somebody walk in that shouldn't have been home quite yet. But anyway, everything's fine. 702-957-1037. I was like, am I going to kiss the wife or am I going to karate chop an intruder? here we go. We got psychology today. Let's keep on trucking. Hope everybody's doing well today, just doing the news like we are. And like I said, little apologies for all the weirdness because... Psychology today. Here we go. Now, here's more of the division politics, right? Maybe this isn't politics, but this is the way they use it against us, right? Psychology today. Do early risers have greater verbal skills than night owls? I accept your challenge, being a night owl myself. Meaningless and habitually being an early bird may boost verbal ability. Sorry, morningness, not meaningless. Morningness. That's a weird word. Anyway, some writers like to burn the midnight oil and believe they experience more verbal fluency in the evening. Others are early risers who seem to have greater verbal abilities in the morning. On both ends of the chronotype spectrum, writers who are morning larks or night owls may have better focus and attention because there are fewer distractions in the wee hours of the morning. Whether staying up late or getting up in the pre-dawn hours, extreme chronotypes' verbal skills may benefit from the peace and quiet of working when most of the world is sleeping. So does it make a difference then? If you wake up super early or you stay up super late, that's why I get a lot of my work done at late, by the way, is because there's just no distractions. Everybody's kind of gone to sleep and you can spend 2 or 3 hours and do like 6 hours worth of work because phones aren't ringing and, you don't got errands to run because nothing's open. And anyway, however, previous research on morningness versus eveningness and verbal abilities didn't take age into account. Accumulating evidence suggests that chronotype and circadian rhythm affect cognition differently as we get older. Yep.
Look,
the studies are great. This is fine. But what do you guys think regarding early risers, greater verbal skills? Any night owls out there that are the pen is mightier than the sword types? I don't know. What's up? See you guys in the chat. Hope everybody's doing well. Just hanging out, reading the news, talking to you and having a good time. Let's keep on trucking. Let's go to CNBC. Now, I had to go back to the regular reader mode on this because they're jerks. But anyway, we'll roll it. Biden objects to China's aggressive approach to Taiwan in 3-hour meeting with Xi. Yeah, Xi. That's Xi Jinping, right? Or anyway, that guy. U.S. President Joe Biden Monday raised objections to China's actions toward Taiwan in a 3-hour meeting with Chinese leader Xi. This meeting took place in Bali, the day before the G20 summit is due to kick off, and was the first time the two superpower leaders had met in person since Biden took office. Yes, I am an alien. When I mispronounce words, I should easily be able to pronounce. And anyway, quote, "We need to chart the right course for the China-U.S. relationship," Xi said at the opening of the meeting in Mandarin, according to an official English translation broadcast. Continue, quote, "We need to find the right direction for the bilateral relationship going forward and elevate the relationship." Spoken like a true politician that's full of garbage. Xi emphasized the need to learn from history, using it as a mirror to guide the future. Oh, you mean like World War II? Anyway, according to a release from China's foreign ministry, he said the bilateral relationship is not in a situation that's in the interest of the two countries' peoples and isn't what the international community expects. The meeting took place in Bali a day before the G20 summit, blah, blah, blah. The U.S. and China can manage their differences and stop competition from turning into conflict, Biden said. A White House readout of Biden's remarks said that the two leaders spoke candidly about their respective priorities and intentions across a range of issues. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that. Sometimes I think Joe Biden is speaking Chinese. Sorry to pick on the cognitive decline of our president, but there we go. Let's see. Okay, nice. Everything looks fine here. I hope everybody's doing well. Just checking in with the news because, of course, this is Troubled Minds News, and I'm Michael Strange. We're hanging out and talking about all this stuff because, like I said, if we don't, who's going to? And that's that. You know, what do you guys think about the news cycles? What do you think about China and Biden? And let's skip that. Those guys are boring. Let's go to this. Now we're talking. Now we're in business. All right. You want to be in business? SciTech Daily. Yep. A new model of the human brain. A new brain model could pave the way for conscious AI. Right. You see what's going on here? Actual conscious AI. Yep. A new study presents a new neurocomputational model, I almost said chemical, neurocomputational model of the human brain, which might shed light on how the brain develops complex cognitive skills and advance neural artificial intelligence research. An international team of scientists from the Institut Pasteur and Sorbonne University in Paris conducted the study, and the University of Montreal. The model, which was featured on the cover of the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America, describes neural development over 3 hierarchical levels of information processing. All right. You with me? You follow me? 1. The first sensory motor level explores how the brain's inner activity learns patterns from perception and associates them with action. 2. The cognitive level examines how the brain contextually combines these patterns. And 3. The conscious level considers how the brain disassociates from the outside world and manipulates learned patterns via memory no longer accessible to perception. There you go. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with this, but what's up? Hope everybody's well. I see you in the chat. Just doing the thing. If you guys have comments on any of this stuff, you know what to do. Jump in the Discord or dial the phone number 702-957-1037. That's 702-957-1037. You can click the Discord link at troubledminds.org. The phone number is there as well. But this is good, right? A new brain model could pave the way for conscious AI. That's all we need. That's all we need. We just need the singularity to show up and save us from ourselves through clubs and firing squads, right? Or whatever. I mean, I'm being hyperbolic. That's not really what I mean, but, you know. So everybody relax. Violence is not a good thing. And that was a joke, YouTube. Holy shit. Anyway, so what's up? Hope everybody's doing great. Let's take a quick break, get a word from our sponsor, which is you. This is Troubled Minds News. I'm Michael Strange. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. And that, welcome back to Troubled Minds News. I'm Michael Strange, and I will have this worked out by tonight so we don't have all this weird clunkiness, but that's okay. I'm sure y'all forgive me because you're very kind people. Let's keep on trucking. There's always more news to get to. Let's go to this. This one's pretty wild. Did you see this? This is from ESA.INT, the European Space Agency. And yes, solar snake spotted slithering across the sun's surface. Let's play this video, and you can see this rolling behind me. Watch very carefully in the center of the sun as this thing, does its thing. Here we go. Let's play this again. There we go. Watch this. It's pretty wild. You see it? You see it? Over my shoulder, right there. This shoulder? Yeah, that shoulder, right there. Anyway, little slithering thing happening. So this is pretty wild. A solar orbiter has spotted a tube of cooler atmospheric gases snaking its way through the sun's magnetic field. The observation provides an intriguing new addition to the zoo of features revealed by the ESA-led solar orbiter mission, especially since the snake was a precursor to a much larger eruption. The snake, quote, snake, was seen on September 5th, 2022, as a solar orbiter was approaching the sun for a close pass that took place on October 12th. It is a tube of cool plasma suspended by magnetic fields in the hotter surrounding plasma of the sun's atmosphere. I'm going to play that again in case you guys missed it. Look over my shoulder there and you'll see the little snake straight through the sun. Pretty wild, right? So plasma is a state of matter in which a gas is so hot that its atoms begin to lose some of their outer particles, called electrons. This loss makes gas electrically charged and therefore susceptible to magnetic fields. All gas in the sun's atmosphere is a plasma because the temperature here is more than 1,000,000 degrees centigrade. Yes, indeed. The plasma in the snake is following a particularly long filament of the sun's magnetic field that is reaching from one side of the sun to the other. Play this one more time because hell yeah. And quote, you're getting plasma flowing from one side to the other, but the magnetic field is really twisted. So you're getting this change in direction because we're looking down on a twisted structure, says David Long, Mullard Space Science Laboratory in the UK, who is heading up the investigation into the phenomenon. Well, what if, I'm not going to say it. I'll let you think it. If I say it, I'm the wacko. What if it's not like we think? How about that? How about that? That's pretty wild, right? Anyway, would love to hear your thoughts on this or anything else we're doing. 702-957-1037. Click the Discord link at troubledminds.org. Speaking of plasma, let's do some more plasma. This is from Science Alert. And wouldn't you know it? Oops, that's the wrong one. No. Oh, come on. I had a double dip there for the plasma. There we go. Okay. See? Yeah. Rookie preparation. Damn it, Mike. All right, here we go. Vice.com. Let's go here. Nuclear fusion experiment reveals unexpected physics inside burning plasma. Burning plasma, right? Such a big freaking tapeworm, says Robert over on Rockfin. Here we go. Plasma. Here we go. Scientists who are working toward the dream of nuclear fusion, a form of power that could potentially provide abundant clean energy in the future, have discovered surprising and unexplained behavior among particles in a government laboratory, reports a new study. Interesting. The results hint at the mysterious fundamental physics that underlie nuclear fusion reactions, which fuel the sun and other stars, which we just talked about a little bit with the snake on the sun. Anyway, researchers at the National Ignition Facility, a device in the U.S. Department of Energy's Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, the Department of Energy, a real conspiracy there, recently celebrated the milestone of creating what's known as a burning plasma, which is an energized state of matter that is mostly sustained by alpha particles created by fusion reactions. The NIF, again, National Ignition Facility, also reached the threshold of producing ignition. We have liftoff, meaning fusion reactions that are self-sustaining, which is a major breakthrough that will likely still take decades to develop a fusion reactor, assuming it is possible at all. And yeah. Now a team led by Ed Hartooni, a physicist at LLNL, has revealed that particles inside burning plasmas have unexpectedly high energies that could open new windows into the exotic physics of fusion reactors. Yeah, what do you think? I don't know. This seems pretty wild to me. Yeah, big, interesting and fast, as big as the sun is. What's up, guys? I see you in the chat. Thanks for hanging out. Let's keep on trucking. Now let's get to the next one. Science alert. This is where we were. Now we backtrack, front track, sideways track. One of the most consumed drugs in the U.S. Oh, sorry. This is a headline is this. The most common pain relief drug in the world induces risky behavior, study says. What? You guys hear this? Did you hear this one? This is brand new. This all this news is from today. I didn't pick anything old. This is all brand new. One of the most consumed drugs in the U.S. and most commonly taken analgesic worldwide could do a lot more than simply take the edge off your headache. Acetaminophen, also known as paracetamol, is how you say that? I don't know. And sold widely under the brand name Tylenol and Panadol, also increases risk-taking. Interesting. According to a study from 2020 that measured changes in people's behavior who under the influence of the common over who were under the influence of the common over-the-counter medication. Quote, acetaminophen seems to make people feel less negative emotion when they consider risky activities. They just don't feel as scared. You think that's a good thing or think that's a bad thing? This article is certainly put out like that's a bad thing. They're like, oh, people are not afraid. Oh, OMG. Quote, with nearly 25% of the population in the U.S. taking acetaminophen each week. Dear God, that's a lot. I try not to take anything except for a little now and then. But you know what I mean? So reduced risk perceptions and increased risk taking could have important effects on society. Okay. The findings add to a growing body of research suggesting that acetaminophen's effects on pain reduction also extend to various psychological processes, lowering people's receptivity to hurt feelings, experiencing reduced empathy, and even blunting cognitive functions. Oh, who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Okay. I mean, wow. Okay. So there you go. 25% of the population takes this once a week, they tell us, in the country. And it's induces risky behavior or makes people not afraid. So you think this is good or you think this is bad? Yeah. Yeah. Right? I don't know. Seems like propaganda to me. Suspicious like propaganda. I don't know. 702-957-1037. Click the Discord link, troubleminds.org. Hey, we've almost hit all the billionaires on this show. So let's just do one more. BBC.com reports. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos pledges to give away most of his wealth. The businessman told news network CNN, the most trusted source of news, he would donate his wealth to fighting climate change and reducing inequality. He's previously been criticized for not promising to dedicate his fortune to charity. Yeah, of course. Like everybody wants to tell everybody else how to spend their money, right? That's the way this goes. That's the way the world works anymore. Whatever, bros. Hey, if he wants to like throw all the cash on pallets and drop them in the ocean, let him, right? It's his money. Let him. Whatever, man. Investor Warren Buffett, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, and Mr. Bezos' ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott, have all promised to give their money away. Oh, all right. Hey, over here. Why don't you fund a show that's doing some good work over here? But no, they don't want that, do they? They just want to fund the echo chambers of the bullshit. Anyway, Mr. Bezos revealed his plans after donating $100 million to the country music star and philanthropist Dolly Parton to use for charitable causes. Sorry, honey. Dolly Parton doesn't need that money, but okay. Asked by CNN whether he intended to give away most of his wealth within his lifetime, Mr. Bezos told the network, yeah, I do. I do. He declined to provide details on what he would spend or donate, when or where he would spend or donate. But he said, quote, the hard part is figuring out how to do it in a levered way. Ah, indeed. Yes. So the multi-billionaire previously pledged $10 billion to the Bezos Earth Fund, which he launched in 2020 to help fight climate change. I think I may just make a climate change show and see what happens. The move came after Mr. Bezos and other... See what I did there? Maybe a climate change company to go along with my show. Anyway, the move came after Mr. Bezos and other entrepreneurs were criticized for spending vast amounts of money on trips into space instead of solving problems on Earth. Amazon had also been criticized in the past by its workers over its record on climate change. Yeah. What can you do? I don't know. Interesting. Not really. We'll see if he actually lives up to it. When you get a microphone in your face and they're like, Mike, are you going to give all your money away for charity? You're like, yeah, eventually, maybe. We'll see. I mean, you know, it's a little different. If I give away all my money, I'm homeless, right? Or at least, you know, living off of other people. But this guy, if he gives all his money away, he's still raking it in. Anyway, whatever. Livescience.com. Look at this. This is pretty wild. What is the shape of the universe? This is an interesting one, right? Because Big Bang cosmology, we get the singularity, and then it explodes outward in three dimensions, we're told. And so what is it? Is it kind of blobish? Is it kind of maybe uniform? Is it roundish? Is it, I don't know. It's an interesting thing. The universe may seem shapeless because it is so vast, but does it have a form that astronomers can observe? If so, what is it shaped like? What about a football? What if the universe is shaped like a football? Yeah. Physicists think the universe is flat. Several lines of evidence point to this flat universe. Light left over from the Big Bang, the rate of expansion at the different at the universe at different locations, and the way the universe looks from different angles, experts told Live Science. David Spergel, a theoretical physicist and emeritus professor at astrophysical sciences at Princeton University, has probed the shape of the universe for decades. That seems wrong. In a 2003 study published in the Astrophysical Journal, Spergel measured irregularities in the cosmic microwave background, light left over from the Big Bang, that were observed by NASA's Wilkinson Microwave the WMAP, the Anisotropy Probe, anyway, led by the European Space Agency's Planck spacecraft. The amounts of positive and negative energy in a flat universe are exactly the same and therefore cancel each other out. If the universe had a curvature, one would be higher than the other. Okay, all right. Quote, a flat universe corresponds to a universe with zero energy. All right, that's fine, I guess. There you go. What's up? Matt's got it right. The universe is shaped like a guitar. I'm in. Is that a bass? Is that a guitar? I can't count the strings from here. I need my glasses. Anyway, quote, we can measure the curvature with some uncertainty. So we can say that the curvature is zero with some uncertainty, Spergel said. While we can't lower the uncertainty, we only at best constrain the geometry. Yeah, I kind of like to think maybe it's in the shape of a guitar. I'm into it. 702-957-1037. Can somebody please call if you have a minute so we can test the phone lines for tonight to make sure everything is working as it should be working. And I think that's the deal. Yep, I think we're good. We don't have a proper guest on tonight, so if we can just take calls one at a time. Usually, see, it's a complicated thing, the audio. You have to have the Discord and the basically Google Voice working together. So if, you know, anyway... So it's complicated. It's complicated. But yeah, 702-957-1037. Click the Discord link at troubleminds.org. Pretty please. Somebody pop in and let's test this one more time before we break it all tonight live, before a live studio audience. Just kidding. Yes, but the rest of the Fringe FM as well. All right, let's go. Gizmodo.com. Yeah, here we go. Speaking of this, we just talked about the sun and plasma. Yeah, Gizmodo. One of the greatest damn mysteries of physics. Why scientists are still learning from distant suns. Indeed. Yes, one theory of electromagnetism is arguably the best physical theory humans have ever made, but it has no answer for why electromagnetism is as strong as it is. Only experiments can tell you electromagnetism's strength, which is measured by a number called alpha, or the fine structure constant. Yeah, please. If you jump on Discord, pretty please, APOC, I would appreciate that. Let's test that. Make sure everything's working there properly. And I think maybe, yeah, let's see. Let's pull this up again. Not very pro of me, but it's better to do it now than it is to do it later and have problems when you get a phone call. And there we go. So the American physicist Richard Feynman, who helped come up with the theory, called this one of the greatest damn mysteries of physics and urged physicists to put this number up on their wall and worry about it. Anyway, there we go. Scientists still learning about distant suns, electromagnetism, and all the rest of this. APOC in Oklahoma. Let's test this MF-er. How are you? It's not letting you. Uh-oh. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I need to test both. But yeah, Discord would be good. Biggest game of snake ever. Yeah, see? The thing isn't popping up. Appreciate it. Robert's calling. We'll go to the Robert in Pennsylvania and check this out. Real quick, make sure this is actually working. Working. Oh, we got... All right, we got a wild APOC. All right, test 1-2. Can you hear me? Can APOC hear me?
Okay, I think it worked this time.
Can you hear me? I can hear you. Apparently you can't hear me. See, this is why we got to test this. All right, let's do it this way. Can you hear me now?
I can. Okay. I can.
Any echo?
No,
okay.
You're good.
Okay, good. Any echo in the chat? Please, anybody out there, let us know what that looks like. I would appreciate it very much. Thanks, APOC. How are you? How's today finding you? Happy Monday.
It's amazing. I have some snow where I'm at right now.
Snow.
It's like huge snowflakes. It's amazing.
Nice. That sounds amazing. Sounds fantastic if you ask me. So echo, anybody out there? Can you help us with the echo? Nope. Sounds good. Okay. Sweet. All right. So everything's good with the Discord. I appreciate it, APOC. Thanks for popping in. Maybe we'll hear from you a little bit later tonight on the Hero Show, which we're going to do.
Maybe so.
Do the best.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate it. Thank you. 702-957-1037. Let's go to Robert in Pennsylvania. Let's see. Wait. Call is not in progress. What is going on here? Talk. I think I have to. Oh, see, this is good to actually have to test this before. Hold on one sec, Robert. One moment, please. Something's happening here. I think I have to. Oh, boy. Let's see. It says... Cannot. All right, hold on one second. I'm going to call this right back and see what's going on here. Something's broken. All right, let's do this. Oh, got some more calls coming in. Yeah, there's something weird. Something strange is happening here. Yeah. All right, anyway, just trying to test the phone lines, guys. Give me one sec here. I'm going to call this, and we'll get right back on, I believe. Yeah, see? Something's broken. Yeah, I don't hear the show. Yep, hold on. One moment, please. There we go. Let's do this. Oh, I think I have to. No. Allow the notifications. Call it. Oh, my goodness. What a disaster. Come on, Mike, you idiot. Work this thing. All right. Yeah, refreshing. It's not working. Let's see. All right. Okay. Oh, you hear me? Yeah, you hear me on the stream. Here you go. 702-957-1037. All right. Let's dial it. All right. Let's see. One sec. We'll get back to Robert here. Wait, what's it doing? See? Oh my goodness. Is this working? Oh, damn it. Everything's broken. All right. Let's find out in just a sec. I think we're okay. Except not really. Okay. It should be doing that. All right. Let's do it. Let's try it. Ma. Hear you on Discord, not on the phone. Yep. Appreciate that, Daryl. One second here. What is going on with this damn thing? Okay. We should be on. This should be working. Let's refresh this. Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's fine. Robert in Pennsylvania. Can you hear me, my friend? You're on Trouble Wines. Test 1, 2. Test 1, 2. Nope. Test. Oh, I hear something. Is that you? There you go. Okay, all right. I hear you. Yep. I think we're good. Test. Say some words. My dog losing her mind. Robert. Do you hear me? Apparently not. Okay. What a disaster. All right. Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me? Apparently not. Test. Let's see. So many damn settings and buttons and crap. Let's see. So that means... Robert, you hear me? Okay. Echo? Okay. Echo, no echo. Can you say something real quick? Tell me something about yourself.
Universe.
Okay. I'm into that. How handsome?
Well, let's just say this much. If it wasn't, the only thing that would save me from the line of women that were trying to track me down was the wife.
Okay.
I'm just being silly. I'm just trying to get something across there to make sure this phone line's working.
Okay. So I hear you, no echo, and you don't hear me, but now there is an echo, they say, in the thing.
I hear you now.
Okay.
I hear you now. Everything's good.
Everything's good. Okay. So we're going to have to figure out this echo situation. One sec here. How about that?
I hear no echo.
Still hear me?
I hear no echo.
Still hear me?
No. You went.
Still hear me?
Now I hear an echo.
Okay. All right. I don't even know what the hell's going on.
No echo now.
No echo now?
I'm not hearing an echo.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm not.
So the good news is...
Sounds good.
Okay. This will be good enough. Good enough is good enough. We're going to limp through the week on this setup. But I appreciate you calling and testing this.
It's fine. And now I'm going to wait for 10 o'clock.
All right.
Eastern Standard Time.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye.
I'll see you then. Thank you very much. That's Robert, good friend of mine in Pennsylvania. And appreciate you guys. Thank you for the call. Daryl, we did test Discord. You want to say hi real quick? And we'll keep on trucking, finish this up. Test.
Yeah, I think we're okay now. I hope we're okay. Can you hear me?
Hear you great. Everything seems fine. Let's go back here. Test. Say something quick.
I hear you on the phone and on Discord, so I'm good.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. And the echo was back. All right. So we got a problem here. We got a double dip situation. There we go. How about that? All right. I think we're good.
Sound really good.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the test.
You got it. I'm waiting for 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Just like Robert. Bye.
Thank you. See you then. All right. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for helping with the test. Let's burn through the rest of this news. Before we get a word from our sponsor, which is you, be right back. This is Trouble Minds News. I'm Michael Strange. This is the tech fail edition. Be right back. Are you digging the show? If so, you can support us quite easily and at no additional cost to you if you already have an Amazon Prime account. Since we stream on Twitch every day, all you have to do is link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account, and they give you free games on a monthly basis for your personal use, and also a bonus $5 a month to send to your favorite streamer as a way to bring more people to Twitch. And all you have to do is sync up the two accounts and click subscribe. Thanks for considering us. All right, welcome back to Troubled Minds News. I'm your host, Michael Strange, and we're going to keep on trucking here, finish up the news. Everything's good. No echo. All right, perfect. Let's do it. I got a couple more
things to set up before we finish for tonight, but let's roll it. Let's finish this news. Let's go here. Let's start with the Yahoo News. This is amazing, right? DEA's most corrupt agent. Parties. Sex amid unwinnable war. Ah, okay. Yep. Blah, blah, blah. Jose Irizarry accepts that he's known as the most corrupt agent in U.S. drug enforcement history, administration history, admitting he became another man and conspiring with Colombian cartels to build a lavish lifestyle of expensive sport cars, Tiffany jewels, and paramours around the world. Now, the reason I bring this up, of course, is not just this guy. He says, the way he tells it, dozens of other federal agents, prosecutors, informants, and in some cases, cartel smugglers themselves were all in on the three-continent joyride known as Team America, that chose cities for money laundering pickups, mostly for partying purposes, or to coincide with Real Madrid soccer or Rafael Nadal tennis matches. Anyway, corruption, corruption, corruption. Let's go here. This is from Neuroscience News. Breathing may measurably modulate neural responses across the brain. Meaning what? Well, meaning that actually breathing and oxygenating your brain may actually stimulate your brain. Who knew, right? Here we go. Using functional magnetic resonance imaging, the fMRI, and electrophysiology, researchers in the Penn State College of Engineering identified a potential link between respiration and neural activity changes in rats. The results were made available online ahead of publication in eLife. Now, that's a journal. The researchers used simultaneous multimodal techniques to clear the noise typically associated with brain imaging and pinpoint where breathing regulated neural activity. Anyway, wouldn't you know? Wouldn't you expect? Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Hope everybody's well. Check the chat. Oh, my goodness. So much mess. All right, let's finish this up. We got this Arizona. Oh, this is such a nice story. This is from the New York Post. Arizona teacher and husband lose jobs after filming OnlyFans videos in class. Heard you for a couple seconds. Oh, got you. Appreciate that. Thank you to APOC, Robert, and Daryl for helping me test the phones. I think it's good enough to limp through tonight. Let's see. An eighth grade teacher in Arizona and her husband have lost their school jobs after they recorded OnlyFans videos in her classroom, a side hustle she claimed was necessary to supplement their low salaries. Using the alias Chloe Carter, Thunderbolt Middle School science teacher Samantha Peer uploaded the X-rated videos for her OnlyFans page, which her students found and shared among themselves, the Today's News Herald reported. Her husband, Nautilus Elementary School fourth grade teacher Dylan Peer, also took part in the adult productions inside the Lake Havasu Unified School District building, according to the report. Samantha said she resigned under pressure on October 31st after being placed on paid administrative leave and probation. Dylan was let go 4 days later. Quote, on Friday, she released a video explaining that she and her hubby resorted to creating X-rated videos because of their low salaries. Quote, my children are the most important thing to me, and I'm already spending countless hours outside of my contract time on extra school activities. And I don't think it's fair that I have to sacrifice my own children's time because our professional salary did not pay enough. And there you go. OnlyFans, hot for teacher. Is it fine? It's fine. This is fine. I mean, hey, look, right? I don't know. Am I too liberal? Am I too liberal here? Get it. So I watched the video. She's got like a, you know, one of those like, I'm sorry for this thing and blah, blah, blah. But what she said is that they had blocked the entire OnlyFans from her state in Arizona. So that, you know, like it should not have been in discoverable, right, to the internet at large. Yeah, Lake Havasu. Yep, Lake Havasu. That's down there near California and the Arizona border, and away a little ways from Nevada as well. But anyway, yeah, whatever. You tell me. Cool, not cool. I mean, right? They're just a teacher, but you know, these meddling students get in the way and start shouting around the OnlyFans, and everybody gets fired. It's ridiculous. Anyway, let's go to universe.com. Mars life may have driven itself to extinction. You know, just like humans are doing, it says. 4 billion years ago, the solar system was still young, blah, blah, blah. But its primitive biosphere on Mars was much different than it is today. Our own planet, actually. Life had not yet invented photosynthesis, with some 500 million years later would become its main source of energy. Let's see, we got to fix this. All right, I got to get some actual stuff worked out for tonight. That's good. All right, that's better. All right. So some of the oldest forms in our biosphere were microorganisms known as hydrogenotrophic methanogens. Oh, my goodness. That particularly benefit from the atmospheric composition of the time, feeding on the CO2 and H2 that abounded in the atmosphere. They harnessed enough energy to colonize the surface of our planet's oceans. In return, they released in the atmosphere large amounts of CH4, a.k.a. methane, a potent greenhouse gas that accumulated and heated up the climate. Blah, blah, blah. A portion of Mars Mars life. Yeah, they blocked OnlyFans in Arizona. I think their personal OnlyFans is how they blocked it. I think that's what they're saying. Anyway, we'll get back to the Mars thing maybe later this week. Businessinsider.com. Elon Musk says free employee lunches at Twitter HQ were costing more than $400 per meal because almost no one was in the office. I don't think he said that. Watch the tweets yourself. Anyway, Elon Musk said Sunday that free staff lunches at Twitter San Francisco headquarters were costing more than $400 per meal because almost no one was in the office. He said that according to Badge In Records, average occupancy in the office over the last 12 months was below 10%. Wow, peaking at 25%. Musk was tweeting Sunday after the New York Times reported that Twitter employees would have to start paying for office lunches themselves. And again, more hit pieces, more people mad at Elon. The Twitter stuff, they're so mad. I don't know. Twitter is good to me. Chaos. Yes, order out of chaos, indeed. He said criticism of the move was especially bizarre given that almost no one came into the office, adding, there are more people preparing breakfast than eating breakfast. They don't even bother serving dinner because there is no one in the building. Exactly, right? Exactly. MJ's got it right. Poor babies. Oh, right? Oh, you don't get a free lunch? Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Hey, especially these overpaid, like, Silicon Valley a-holes. Stop, all right? Stop. Stop crying about this stuff. Get over it. Final story. Let's roll this. Yeah, CNBC. This gene editing company that went public last month could rally 20%, Jeffrey says. Ah, this is fine. Prime Medicine shares could pop. The company works toward a gene therapy that could address 9 out of every 10 genetic mutations. Wow, that's a bold claim. They don't even show up for dinner, apparently. I don't know. But they're all fired now, so it's fine. Quote, though the field of genetic medicine has made significant advances, current technologies do not provide the versatility to precisely and efficiently correct the diverse range of mutations or DNA alterations implicated in diseases, Yang said in a note to clients. Though Prime Medicine believes that key advantages of prime editing technology lie in its versatility, precision, effectiveness, and breadth. Anyway, point being, where I wanted to point this out is that it's coming. Gene editing, right? It's going public. These companies are pumping money into it. And, well, there you go. So anyway, you guys tell me. I don't know. Thanks for helping me test this. Thanks for dealing with my bullshit because, like I said, very not pro showing up doing a show like this and not having everything work. But I ran out of time. I honestly ran out of time. So anyway, what we're going to do is call it an afternoon. So tonight what we got is the show I was supposed to do on Thursday that we had problems. I mean, we had nothing but computer problems since Friday? Thursday I had a headache. Basically all weekend I was fixing the computer and anything else. Yeah, it's a good test. We'll be fine. So what we're going to do tonight is the hero's journey. We're going to talk about why we need heroes, what it takes to be a hero, and just kind of have a good time with all the rest of us. So think about your favorite, let's say, folklore or mythological hero. Think about your favorite hero of today even, and you think there's differences, similarities, et cetera, so on. So there we go. Let's smash the button and let's GTFO. So appreciate you dealing with my mess, and we will get the mess fixed. Working on it one button at a time. What's up, Columinados? I'm all for gene editing. That's fine. It should be fine. Except for that, you know, when they just killed the one guy doing it and, like, nobody's reporting it. Except I talked about it because, well, nobody's talking about it. But anyway, so what we're doing is, if you want help, if you love the show, you want to help the show, there are a number of ways. In this order would be great if you want to spend a little scratch. Rockfin, Patreon, Buy Me a Coffee. There's Twitch, of course, and you could do the Amazon Prime thing with Twitch. What you could also do is get Troubled Minds merch at troubledfans.com. You could also, yeah, there you go, spread the word. If you don't want to spend money or don't have money to spend but do like the show, want to help, spread the word. Drop these shows on Facebook groups or Reddit or whatever. Tweet them, retweet them. A special shout out to APOC for retweeting every damn thing I do. I appreciate it very much. Thank you for that. You guys can do it too. Make a Twitter account. Let's do this. Let's help each other. And so the other way is by listening to the podcast feed. Over 540 episodes on the podcast feed. 4.5+ years of Troubled Minds. Way back when I was terrible at this to right now when I'm okay almost at this. Right? There's like the huge... just a ton of conversations about a ton of different things. If you like the show, if you like me, if you like this, listen to the podcast feed. You can find it, again, Spotify. You can find it on iTunes. Good Pods is a great way to do it if you don't have a podcatcher just yet that you like. Check it out. Anyway, so as we finish, I'm out. Michael Strange is out of here. We'll be back in about 3 hours to do Troubled Minds Radio. We'll see you tonight talking heroes. A little bit of Andor, a little bit of mythology, and a little bit of modern day. Catch you guys later. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for the help testing, and have a fantastic afternoon. Catch you tonight.